welcome to Benign Podcast with CDM. We're working on that name. I'm your host, Gabe Carey, along with Simon O'Neill, and
hey.
At Bill Nye. No, Bill Thomas is over here doing science, as usual. today we're going to talk about some recent censorship controversies in entertainment media as a whole. And we're going to talk about our holiday plans, which starkly contrast one another.
Actually, those two like fit completely perfectly for me. Yeah, because I'm going to censor a movie.
That's what
I'm going to do on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're like how the Grinch stole Seth Rogen.
Yes, yes.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to that, then. I'm looking forward to not watching that movie.
Same.
So, what do you guys think about... I guess we'll start with that, and then we can move into hatred and stuff like that. I don't know what you guys want to start with, so I guess we could start with the interview, and that's been a debacle recently. Korea's like, no, you guys can't watch that movie, and we're just listening. And obeying their commands.
Because we bow to terrorism now.
Yeah, that's a new thing. That's new.
I was disappointed in Sony. I was like, I couldn't believe it. And then not only did that happen, but then they also got rid of that other movie made by the South Park guys. I can't think of the name.
I can't remember either, but it had Steve Carell in it.
Something World Police, and it has like Jim
Team America. Oh,
Team
America.
It's
Team America. Team America. They're going to show that in protest, but the theaters said no.
Huh. Yeah,
and you know
Sony's
what?
I
don't think it's Sony's fault at all, because Sony weren't the ones who really made that decision. The decision was really made by the movie theaters, because they refused to show. And then because they weren't going to be able to show it anywhere, Sony just decided to scrap it.
Yeah, but they're releasing it in some form, but even like online streaming services have denied the film. So they're thinking about just releasing it for free on Crackle, which I have no idea what that's going to do for them.
That's first of all, that's a weird decision. Why not Netflix?
Or just release it on Blu-ray? Or
I actually hadn't
just the
heard
controversy.
That.
I don't know.
Just
but
the controversy
that actually,
alone would make it sell a lot of
like,
copies.
Exactly, and actually, it makes me kind of proud of Sony, because they're like the only ones not backing down to the pressure.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I'm kind of split on this, because on one hand, like, what if something did happen? You do want to be kind of protective, but then again, that is censoring art as well, just to be protective of your people. But I don't really think anything would happen. It just seems like...
No.
Seem like empty threats, like everything else in this world.
The defense people of America actually came out and said there was no credible threat at all.
Yeah.
Out of it. So, I don't know. I think the theaters just lost money for no goddamn reason.
Yeah. But George R. R. Martin, I heard, tried to screen it at his theater, and Sony denied access to it. He has a theater
Seriously?
Down in New Mexico, yeah.
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, if George R. R. Martin came up to me and, you know, asked me to screen a movie, I would be a little worried, because I would, you know, be worried that he would never actually finish screening it.
Yeah, understandable.
So and then no one would see the end.
Yeah. No one would see This Is the End. Also starring Seth Rogen and James Franco. Who would have thought that the stoners from Freaks and Geeks would cause this much controversy? Like
I did.
Yeah. You saw this coming.
I saw it coming like a mile away. I saw that in a decade that, you know, everything's just gonna go to hell. Because these two are going to try to make a movie about killing a world leader.
Yeah, you saw this 10 years ago.
So why
whatever
exactly
the fuck
afraid?
Freaks and Geeks was.
Yeah, I saw like two episodes of that show. And I was like, yeah, this is alright. It's alright. Gabe
I
alright
see it.
Carey.
I see it on my Netflix like suggestions all the time, and I just keep going next. Never mind.
It's so, not good.
It's not? You've seen it?
I watched one episode, and I just couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's low budget. It's silly.
It's one of them cult things.
Yeah.
It's cult, but it's not even, like, done well, in my opinion. I don't know. I just couldn't tolerate it. And usually I'll give a few episodes to wow me, but this I was just so, like, turned off immediately that I couldn't finish even, you know, a second episode.
Yeah. Are you guys even, like, interested in seeing The Interview? Because, most of the people
now.
Complaining don't want to see it at all.
I really want to see it, actually. I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought it... I think it looks pretty funny. I think it's an interesting concept.
I like
dumb comedies, so...
I really don't like dumb comedies, and I really don't like Seth Rogen or whatever his other name is.
Yeah. James Flacco.
Now that all this has happened, I really, really just want to see it just despite Korea.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me why exactly everyone's so terrified of North Korea? In this situation? Like, oh, no, we
in
won't,
this
we dare not show it.
No idea. Yeah.
It's not like their army is able to do anything anyway. They're just a bunch of, like, they're really malnourished and, you know, I don't get it.
Well,
I don't see what they could possibly do beyond their little threats, and they don't have anything against us.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the, like, whole mystery thing, because nobody really knows what's going on in North Korea just because they shut themselves off from the rest of the world. So there's that, like, mystery that freaks people out, I think.
Yeah.
Freaks and geeks people out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need a zing
button. See what
on
you
this
did
podcast.
There.
I really need a zing button.
Yeah, we do. We need a soundboard.
We
need a
delicious?
Dr. Phil soundboard. Why not at this point? We've already given up. So, speaking of censorship, I guess, we're kind of transitioning into talking about another recently censored piece of media, which is Hatred.
And then uncensored.
And then uncensored.
And then uncensored again. And perhaps censored again later. Who knows?
stay tuned.
Stay tuned to Current Digital Magazine. So what do you guys think on this one? Because I'm not really... I don't want to start.
I could start.
Argue later.
I really think it is... it's this case where it's pushing it too far. I don't see any actual point in playing this game beyond, like, letting that side of yourself out if you really feel the need. The entire point of it seems for controversy and sales. I don't actually believe they have a real message they want to provide. I don't think there's any substance to it. And that said, I mean, I have a feeling like most of the people that are against this game secretly might want to try it out.
Yeah.
I'm curious enough to try it out, even if I think it's pushing it too far. But I'm not going to pay for it. I wouldn't actually encourage them.
Yeah. What do you think, Bill?
I don't think, in terms of art, there is a term too far. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't think that people should be freaking out this much about the game. But I think that the people freaking out about the game is what actually makes it interesting.
Hmm.
And
that's,
I think
I agree.
That the whole reason that they're releasing the game and even putting it on Steam is to cause this kind of discussion. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
but
I guess. I don't know. I tried to avoid for so long the trailer, but I just watched it like a few days ago.
It's really poorly made.
The game looks awful. Like
it really
I think
does.
for the purpose of quality, it should not be distributed. Like Steam has a even Steam has a standard for like
no,
the
they
quality
don't anymore.
Of games. They
no,
don't
they don't
much anymore. But, like I can't imagine.
Air control.
Yeah. I can't imagine seeing this on any other platform, mostly because there are, like, quality assurance standards now. Not as much as like 5 years ago or 10 years ago, especially. But there is some kind of standard.
I want to address what you said, Bill, about how art has no too far. And I don't really feel like this game is anything artistic. Art, when it's pushing it far, has a message, and I don't feel like this game has any sort of message. I just feel like they're trying to rile people up by taking exactly what the media portrayed these type of people, these murderers, to be looking like with the black long hair and the big trench coat and all the probably metal band posters all over his room that we didn't get to see. I just feel like there is nothing artistic in this game whatsoever. It's just to push buttons. And then that became more clear to me when they pushed out this one trailer or this teaser and they were like, yeah, show your friends, make them hate it, make them angry. It's like, I think their only point is to push people.
That in and of itself is a message, though. I mean, art doesn't have to like tell a story. It can just invoke emotion. And rage and disgust are both emotions.
There, but what's the point? What is the point of doing
there
this?
There doesn't really have to be a point.
Video games.
I don't see it as a respectable social commentary or social experiment. I don't think it's very respectable. I think they're just doing it tastelessly.
And I agree. They are doing it tastelessly. But I think that's the point.
I guess. It doesn't have a right to exist. But
sometimes... The most vulgar things get points across like faster and harder, even if they're not the points that were initially meant to be put across.
There is, and there's one more thing, and more than anything, this bugs me, and I just feel like it does not help our argument as an industry. We are still getting over all these stupid reporters trying to make games point to violence, and then this comes out and just gives them the most ammo they could ever have to push our medium backwards. And I don't like that. But I don't think that this game should be censored. I think they should be allowed to release it.
On the contrary, Simon, I think this is exactly what our industry needs.
Really?
Yeah. Because look at comic books, how they were always like criminalized and people thought that they were causing violence. And then in the 80s, it got really violent. And I mean like the Punisher and the other stuff that I don't read comics enough to know. And now that isn't that big of a problem anymore.
Yeah.
I think they can do it. I think games like Last of Us that are very gory and very violent, but still manage to like actually be thought provoking. Those types of projects are the ones that will push us forward. I don't know if just a senseless massacre based off of what we were afraid of in the 90s is going to help anything, but I don't know.
Well, also kind of think about it this way. Like, hatred exists as something that now other things are going to be inevitably compared against. Like, there's going to be this like, mecca of senseless violence, right? And yeah. People are going to see games like The Last of Us come out that have that kind of really brutal violence, but also, like, you know, pair it with a really in-depth emotional storyline, and they're going to see that the two things are not even closely similar, and therein, I think, lies another virtue of hatred.
Is that it's going to kind of lift other games up on a pedestal by how bad it is? I'm not sure if I understand.
Well, I mean, it pushes things to the extreme, and when things get pushed to the extreme, people have something to measure other things against.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
buy it or don't.
Buy it or don't. Don't buy it.
I'll buy it.
instead, head to the eShop, which I headed to yesterday, and I found a lovely looking game called Meme Run, and it looks like hot garbage.
I don't even want to know.
It's called Meme Run, and it's just full of internet like referential humor, and it looks awful.
Borderlands
2?
So I'm going to be reviewing that for Current Digital, day one. It's going to be there.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. I haven't even played it yet, but it looks like a 1 out of 10.
Oh, man.
It looks bad. But yeah, I'm going to play that. I'm going to play the crap out of a bunch of bad Wii U games. It's going to be a blast.
At least it has games now. I mean, there's that going for it.
Yeah. And you know, Meme Run, it has a message. It has a message for sure.
What's the message, Gabe? Give it to me.
Memes are funny. According to the internet.
Oh, yes. I really hope there's the obligatory arrow to the meme.
That's an artistic commentary on our social situations right now. That no one wants to go outside because memes are funny.
Yeah.
I just devised a message from this horrible looking indie game that was probably made in a day.
See, and people are going to do the exact same thing with Hatred.
Yeah, that's the connection I was trying to make there.
Yeah, right there.
I just can't wait for the Fox News report on how it's a training simulator for horrible violence. That's all I'm looking for.
Okay, to be completely fair, I don't think Fox News is even going to hear about it. It might be getting a lot of like coverage in like gaming circles, but I don't think the people who run Fox News are really going to catch on to that it even exists.
Oh, but they're pushing to force their agenda. Of course they'll find it.
Did you ever see the segment from I think Kotaku like posted it somewhere at some point. It was from Glenn Beck's show, and he was talking about Watch Dogs and how it was teaching kids how to hack stuff, and it's gonna lead kids into being like cyber terrorists.
Yeah, see, and I think the only reason they latched onto that game was just because of the amount of coverage that game got.
Yeah, it was actually relevant. Something like Hatred is just, it's too niche of a subgenre or whatever to actually.
Yeah. Well, I have a question then. Do you guys think this is going to get really big? And I didn't mean to cut you off, Gabe. There's a huge lag on my internet.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not really paying too much attention anyway because James keeps messaging me.
CDM.
Trying to get him on here.
B9.
He's here. Great.
Oh, yeah. Jamesy Wamesy. What's up, buddy? Still loading.
James? Just loading. Loading.
Yo!
Ah!
I made it!
About time. About time. God.
30 minutes late. Buddy.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry to Gabe and Bill. Simon, you're lucky that I'm even here.
Oh, Jamesy. We're talking about censorship, and we're right now we're discussing Hatred in particular.
Let's not blow too much of a surprise, guys. We've got a collab to think about here.
Well, we're not going to talk too much about this, but I was just wondering what your general thoughts are on this game.
I commented on the post because Simon shared it, and I feel like I made some valid points, Simon. I imagine you feel the same. Do you remember what I put, Simon?
Not at all. I'm sorry. I love you.
Okay. So I guess it wasn't that valid.
It was valid.
Thank you very much. I spoke. I spoke about the idea of what the mentality of a game is. With something like Hatred, what's the mentality behind this idea of one? Like, you know, obviously it's, you know, a character committing genocide, trying to kill absolutely everyone he can before his number runs up, right?
Yeah.
And so what's the mentality behind it? Because obviously, you know in Call of Duty, in that really controversial airport mission?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they gunned down all the kids or the people in the airport?
Yeah, but when you shoot a bunch of innocent people, the mentality behind it is like the greater good. Like, you're committing an absolute atrocity, but the idea is you can get into this, you know, terrorist unit, you can take them down, and ultimately save more lives. So this is a heinous act that's horrible, and you can skip it. The game lets you skip it right at the beginning. It lets you declare if you're not interested in horrible things like that. But the fact is, there's arguably an idea of a good mentality behind it. But in Hatred, the mentality is either I hate everyone, this game lets me express that, or I'm the biggest troll in the video gaming universe, I want to pretend to kill the entire planet. None of them are particularly, like, positive, are they?
No.
And I think that's the problem.
I think that's the problem. I don't think it is a problem.
Okay.
Bill, let's
before,
fight.
Before you weigh in with what is no doubt an equally as valid opinion as mine, let me defend myself a little bit.
Okay.
The thing is that I think that is the problem, because I think, and if Simon remember the comment, I laughed because I thought it was really funny. It was really over the top, like, I'm going to kill everyone. Yeah, it's like someone played Batman and went, imagine if Batman was a prick. Imagine if Batman was a prick. You know? That's pretty much it. I'm going to kill everyone because my huggies are too tight and my balls hurt. You know what I mean? It was really lame. I didn't think this guy was cool. I thought he was a fucking idiot. It was like in Call of Juarez. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of character. It was like the Will Ferrell Anchorman of criminals. You know, at no point was there any validity to it. It was stupid. And the graphics looked terrible. And the whole game was questionable. Like, it was almost like someone made it bad on purpose. Like that line in the producers, the only way to make a hit is to make a flop. He was just trying to find a cheap way to the top of the pile. It wasn't good. But Bill probably has a fair opinion, but he probably has a more responsible way of looking at it. I personally thought the whole thing was laughable, and if it was trying to be negative, I described it as being like a teenager trying to grow a moustache. Like, yeah, it's kind of a moustache, but really it's just bone fluff, isn't it? You look like a prick. You're 4 years old. You're not grown up. You're trying, but no. Hatred is not a good-looking game. It's probably really fun to play, but it's like
probably
the
not.
Need for Speed version of Call of Duty. You know what I mean? It's just not... It's never going to... No one's going to look at it and go, give that game all the awards. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Like, games are meant to be funny, but not to a point where they're detrimental to their own progress.
See, I thought that character looked ridiculous, but, and as I mentioned before you arrived, he's also basically an homage back to how they viewed these kind of criminals in the 90s with the Columbine Massacre and everything. But I thought after that laughable, cheesy part, when they actually showed the gameplay and you're just killing innocent people as they look into your eyes and stuff, that's where it started to bother me a little more, I think. And if they leave out the cutscenes and it just becomes let's kill people and then focus on the executions, then I think it might be a little more serious. But
because
there's
no plot to it, but I know the bit you mean. I bet the moment when you thought this game's gone too far was when the protagonist, well, I say protagonist really, but he's kind of more of an antagonist. When the protagonist of Hatred grabs that woman, puts the gun in her mouth, pulls the trigger, and her face basically like explodes.
All of it, yeah.
That's the moment, because it's really hard, as a male in a patriarchal world, it's really hard to see an innocent woman murdered and feel any kind of sympathy for the murderer.
Yep.
Before we get really heated in this debate...
What the fuck just happened?
I was about to introduce you guys to Steven, because he's here, but...
Hello. My dogs are freaking out right now.
Move. Dog is
Steven Santanus.
Yes. Oh, God. No relation to the singer.
Give me your heart. Like make Drake. It real. All of us will care about it.
But Santana's a guitarist, not a singer.
He sings too.
No, he doesn't. He brings other people onto his records.
He sings an Oye Camavado.
He sings the Power.
Music.
Yeah, he probably
does.
Steven,
are you going to buy Hatred? Steven, are you going to play Hatred? Steven, answer all my questions.
Probably not. No. I don't even know what my opinion on it is actually yet, so.
Thank you. I've got another question. Steven, what's your ideal date?
Ideal date? Well, I really like the bookstore. Bookstore's cool. Or just coffee and talking. Or like the stereotypical going out to the movies, just because I really like films, so.
What's your favorite film, Steven?
Hatred the Movie.
Yeah.
Starring Zac Efron and Russell Crowe.
Oh, God. Ooh, man. That would make for an interesting film.
I have a question. I have a serious question, though. Sorry.
Boo.
Go ahead, Steven.
I don't know what my favorite movie is. Right now, off the top of my head, all I can think of is Drive. So, there, you have that.
Okay. Respectable. But, have any of you seen the movie Rampage by Uwe Boll?
No.
No.
I haven't. Play the game.
Okay, Well, it's Hatred the movie. It actually is. It's about a guy who hates the world, gets up this big suit of armor, and then goes around slaughtering people. And I wanted to know all of your opinions on it, but since no one here has seen it, that's going to go nowhere,
that.
I guess.
I've not seen
about
that.
The Rampage arcade game?
I've no, Rampage the movie.
Seen... Is this related?
I hope not.
I've seen Caddyshack. That's quite a scary film. Like, that makes me question like the legality of humanity.
Is it Rampage? The Hatred's game where you like control like a gorilla or something, and like punches buildings until they explode or something.
Yeah, it's gorillas, it's Godzilla, bats, all kinds of animals.
What does that have to do with an angry guy killing everybody?
No.
Look at Simon. Simon has just typed Caddyshack with a question mark. Yeah, I'm claiming Caddyshack is as bad for people as Hatred.
I couldn't understand what you were saying. Okay.
Alright. Oh, wait, say my British accent's fucked up. That's racist, bro.
It is fucked up.
That's not racist, that's jingoist.
No, it's not jingoist, it's xenophobia. Jingoism is if he claimed his country was better than mine to justify my lack of inadequacy.
Shut up, twonk.
Oh!
You wee nubbin.
Fired.
I always bring up the British swear words tab.
Twonk's saying the swear word. Hang on, I'll give you a swear word to say. This is an English like negative word. But if you say it without knowing what it means, it won't be offensive to anyone because you're not saying it like to have a go at anybody. Read that, Gabe.
I'm reading it, and I'm saving it.
Mongoloid.
And I'm putting it in our new logo.
Simon, we're in the moment, brother.
That's what I do, man. That's what I have to do.
Simon the Moment Killer.
Simon the Moment Killer O'Neill. Simon says.
Simon the O'Neill Killer.
Sonic says.
Sonic says.
Can we never talk about Sonic again? Please, never, please.
Can we always talk about Sonic?
Is Sonic? Isn't that the place where you buy hamburgers?
It's a store.
Yeah, you can get chili dogs from there too.
Yeah.
Just
like the real Sonic.
I don't know why you would.
So, I had this idea for Current Digital of going on an all chili dog diet for like a month and documenting it on video.
Don't do it.
Only get them from Sonic.
Wow. You'll be dead by the end of that.
Probably.
So, after you eat and, you know, you're expelling gas from your body, do you call it Sonic Boom?
Oh, Sonic. Rise of Lyric.
Sonic Boom. By the way, just so you know, a future collab, which I came up with, but Simon's idea was better than mine. A future collab is favorite video game songs.
Yes! I get to talk about Sonic again.
I would totally cheat and just go with, like, Guitar Hero and Rock Band songs.
No, you can't, because I'm actually going to ban those from the brief, because I do the intro. No, it has to be a song that exists only within the game and never came out as a single, which means you can't have Still Alive by Portal, because that did quite well on iTunes.
Sonic
Heroes!
That's such a hard one, James. This is that's an unfair task. I'm out.
Rolling
I'm out too.
Everyone's gonna pick that.
Got places to go, gonna follow my rainbow.
That's gonna be the song that we all pick. Or we
gotta be our intro song.
Just do every song by Nobu Uematsu ever.
Just you guys singing that.
No.
So, what are you guys doing for the holidays?
Nothing.
I'm going to have a. Literally, this is what we're having for Christmas. We're going to have a goose, me and my family, because we're in 1865.
Yeah.
And we're going to do little else.
Huh.
We're gonna eat rich food, feel like shit, and, you know.
Are you going to kill the goose in your kitchen?
I'm going to fuck that goose in the face and then kill it.
Wow. That's Hatred.
Yeah, I was going to do
Hatred. Hatred the zoo version. Hatred Tycoon.
They should come out with that. Oh, Hatred Tycoon, I'd love that.
Hatred 64.
I think it would be more...
That actually sounds like an original concept.
This would be more tolerable than Angry Birds and all of their offspring, I think. The Hatred offspring.
Let's not criticize Angry Birds. It may be bad, but the fact of the matter is, I got to throw a stormtrooper into like Luke Skywalker, isn't it? Well, either way around. But either way,
I put 100 hours into those games. 100 hours. I love Angry Birds.
That's a bit too far.
Yeah, too soon.
You thought I didn't respect you before. Wow.
Yeah, when you said art couldn't go too far, it just did.
Because Simon is the entire concept of art in human form.
Yeah, Simon's art. Wait, are we art?
Please don't.
Well, the idea is, one famous person said that art exists only for itself. Yeah. So if you make money, technically you're not art.
Huh. What? No. That famous person is full of shit.
Yeah, that's a lie. Well, I'm the Citizen Kane of people.
Yeah, oh, no. Gabe.
Not this joke. We're referencing this joke from
bringing this joke back
ago.
Again.
For that one guy who remembers. Because I sure as hell don't.
He's like, yeah, I remember that.
We did an entire episode of the Citizen Kane of things.
Somewhere, Dennis McCarson just got a boner. I hope you're aware of that.
And
what's
he doesn't
Citizen
even
Kane
know what's
of
going
food?
On. He has no idea why he got it.
Citizen Kane of food is pizza.
Guys,
I would agree.
I've got a serious point to raise. I currently don't have a Wii U. I know. I'm an idiot.
Ooh. I don't either.
But
I want one
it's cool,
too.
James.
I don't have either.
Wait, James, before you get a Wii U, look up... Or before you decide or determine whether or not you're gonna get a Wii U, watch the trailer for Meme Run, Game of the Year.
Oh yes! Oh man, that game looks so bad.
Yeah, it does. I'm reviewing it.
Really? Wow. I'm sorry. It's a real game.
It's a game. It's well.
It was made by. Kind of. It's like, it's weird. Let me try to find it from the Press Nintendo site.
Well, why are you doing that?
Can you give me a review?
I will seriously say, look, for anyone who knows me and plays Smash Bros. With me, my go-to character is Marth. And I saw a Marth amiibo, and even though I don't have a Wii U, I still want to buy the Marth amiibo. Is it worth buying
for
it?
Me, too.
Well, I live in England. We can get them in England.
Oh, you can?
Guys, can you please explain to me amiibos?
They're
cute little figures. Look, right, when I was a kid, right, if someone said, by the way, James, in case you didn't know, you can get a fucking toy figure of Link from Legend of Zelda. I'd have snapped my dick off right there.
I had one.
That's violent.
You didn't have those?
Fuck fucking you. All right? We didn't have that anything. No,
it
we
had Epona,
had,
and you could get
you know,
Gan
we,
and
you know, we had England. You know what we had? We had people who wore that same outfit Link did for Morris dancing. Which, if you've never seen, is like the most embarrassing pastime ever. Google Morris dancing, watch a video, and then cry about it.
I have the
like
summary
the
of Meme Run.
Here we go, Meme Run.
Okay, I'm, so this is from developer and publisher. Oh, wait, what? Oh, no. Would you ask me something, or should I just go?
Go ahead. Go for it.
Oh, okay. This is from publisher and developer Jpig Studios, who also ported the same exact iOS game IQ Test and just ported it to the Wii U and sold it for $5 when it's free on iOS.
Awesome. I like them already.
So, coming to the eShop, came to it actually this last Thursday. So, have you enough swag to join the Illuminati? Reading, if you are not a member of the Illuminati, this is an encrypted only. World. Experience. While dodging 360 no scopes.
Oh snap.
Uh-oh.
It's all gone to shit, guys.
Uh-oh.
What's happened?
Steven just got hacked by Meme Run.
Seriously, my hard on just left, like right now.
It was there. It existed at one point, for sure.
It was throbbing and enjoyable, but now it's gone. Steven just typed in. Wait, I'm going to read what you typed in, but I'm going to give him a different accent.
Okay, I like it.
I got disconnected.
Wow.
That's the accent that Steven has while he's not here to defend himself.
I'm here. Now I'm here.
He's there.
Okay, Steven, now that you're here to defend yourself, you suck. Lol, 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 lol.
Thanks. This is a terrible game. If you watch the trailer for it, it's full of just absolute terrible, like, just the bottom barrel of the internet scraping, pretty much.
Yeah, Gabe, why play Smash Brothers when you could play with Shrek?
It's got a good point. Gabe, put a link to, if you can, put a link to the trailer in the description for this podcast.
I'll put a link between worlds.
Oh!
I hate you. Oh, wow. I hate you so much. I quit. Wow.
Well, I'll link for the...
I'll link you to a Let's Play.
Oh, God.
I still really want to know what Amiibos are. I have no idea what Amiibos are.
I'm going to find out if PewDiePie has a Let's Play first.
No!
Oh, man. Amiibos...
Stop it, Amiibo, you villain.
These little figurines that you can buy that don't do a ton for gameplay, but they do a ton for scratching that OCD itch you have of collecting things that really don't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they have some kind of feature.
Yeah, but it's very minimal.
But I really want what is the feature? Figure.
Like, I'm not it's different for different games.
Yeah,
can you give me an example?
For Smash Brothers, you can level up your character and train them, and they adapt to your abilities. So once they're leveled up to, like, level 40, 50 is the max, but once they're up to, like, the 40s, it's really hard to actually beat them.
They're basically AI characters.
Yeah. It's kind of like what they did Microsoft did with what game was that? Forza 5 and I think Horizon 2 as well, where they had the Drivatars. It's kind of like that, but with you have to use toys and you train them and not your friends, I guess.
So you literally train the toy and then the toy will fight other people? I'm confused.
You can have it
this
fight
is
other
a weird
people.
Thing.
Yeah, you can have it fight other people, or you can fight.
But you have to bring all of your Amiibos over to your friend's house and then scan them into the Wii U.
But I have, like, one friend.
Well, that's, I guess you're just not the target audience for this, then.
You can take it to that friend's house.
What?
I have one friend as well, but I take it to that one friend's house.
My one friend, he's not into it.
It takes you 6 hours to get to my house as well. Who's your favorite Smash Brothers character to fight with, Gabe?
Right now, Zero Suit Samus. She's really fast. I like that.
Yeah, she's a good character.
Yeah.
She's a really good character. Bill, what about you?
I have not played Super Smash Brothers since the N64.
Who was your favorite character to play as on the N64?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Was it Sonic?
Yes, it was Sonic.
I like Link. I always use him. I usually use the Link skin as well.
So there's a special mode that you can play where you make everything really fast and you set it to like 300%. And Sonic always wins. So it's pretty great.
You can whatever you say.
It's pretty great.
When most people be like, I don't like this. You're like, it's amazing.
It's amazing because I play as Sonic. And I make everyone else play as someone else. I tell them, Kirby's a good character. Play as that one.
Does anybody play as Rob the Robot?
Oh, no.
I've not played as Rob in quite some time, actually.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's even in there. Like, who uses him? What are his moves, anyway?
He's very underpowered.
Yeah.
In Brawl, he was super strong. But I think that's why they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Why didn't they put Roy back in instead of him?
Oh, Roy is my favorite.
Me too.
But I always use Marth because Roy's not there. He's just a clone of Marth, but his super is so fucking overpowered.
I know, right?
I'm a big fan of the Wii fitness instructor.
Yeah.
I saw her, I thought, she's so mundane, I have to use her. That's like the equivalent of showing up to a sword fight with a banana.
Her dialogue
It's like, I've got the hero of time. I've got the Pokemon. I've got a gym fanatic. Yeah.
Her dialogue is the best of, like, any of the characters, where she's constantly, like, instructing in the middle of a battle. She's
like, the first time he's a special move, I, like, wiped out Link in one shot, and it just goes, don't stick your bum out. It's just amazing.
Really?
It's so fantastic. It's like the equivalent of, like, beating someone in a sword fight and going, hope we did your tax returns.
I need to play this game now. You've sold me. No one else has sold me.
Absolutely.
Snagged.
Go play it.
It has Sonic music.
I'm not sold it.
On one stage.
On one stage, you can set it to the Sonic Adventure song. It's pretty
good. So it's not even a good one like Green Hill Zone? It's just an adventure.
Oh, you can also set it to Green Hill Zone. The default ones are awful, though. They're from Lost World, which was...
Oh, just stop it, Nintendo.
Yeah.
In all fairness, Nintendo do some pretty good stuff, so let them make the odd mistake. And at the end of the day, it's not them who are in charge. You know, it's still a Sega game.
Yeah, they have two stages from Fire Emblem, which I thought was weird. Quite a few.
Well, Fire Emblem's really popular.
I know one is the tournament, like, whatever that thing is, and then what's the other one?
I don't know. I don't even know. I always avoid those because I've never played Fire Emblem. So I have no interest.
Fire Emblem's amazing. Just saying.
I still haven't played a Fire Emblem game since, like, the first one.
How many have there been?
Just go on an emulator for Game Boy and play those two. They're so good. They're so good.
But, Simon, emulators are illegal.
No, whatever.
But Gabe, not if the Pirate Bay's down and stuff.
Is it still?
No, it's back up. But you can't use it.
I've never been on Pirate Bay, ever.
Really?
I just had no need.
See, that's just like, to me, that's like someone saying they've never played Smash Brothers.
Okay.
What's Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
Do you smash your own brother?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have a brother. England,
right? Hatred, Smash Brothers edition.
You know what Smash means in England, right?
Hammered?
I don't.
I could probably think of, it's probably something sexual, isn't it?
If you say to someone, I'm going to smash your back doors in, we'd like to guess what that means.
I think I have an idea.
Please, let me type it out and we'll take it in turns to say this phrase.
I'm going to get kicked out.
I'm just making sure that I type it in the slangiest way possible. Like, this is going to be the equivalent of, like, Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch.
Oh my god.
Let's talk about Rampage.
That's a good thing. Say that. Gabe, you go first.
I'm going to smash your back doors in. That's exactly what you just said.
With a bit of conviction, for fuck's sake.
What is Bill doing?
Nothing.
Bill's leaking air.
He deflated.
I'm going to smash your back doors in.
I'm going to smash your back doors in, Loogie. Mario.
Simon, have you said it yet?
Yes.
He did.
I'm gonna smash your back doors in.
Oh my god, Christ.
It's fun to make fun of Dennis McCarson.
Wait.
Who's Dennis?
So what are you doing for the holidays, Simon?
I'm just hanging out with my girlfriend and her parents.
Yay.
You have a girlfriend?
What?
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's a new thing.
I'm jealous
cool.
of her. Bill, did you already say what you're doing?
Love you.
I am going to be at a grocery store for 8 hours, and then I'm going to go home and do nothing.
Nice. Pick me up some groceries.
Yeah.
I need milk.
I will. Oh, I'll bring you some milk, Gabe.
I haven't eaten milk in days.
What percent?
Eaten.
Don't say that's skim share. Done.
Half. Half milk.
Half milk?
Yes.
What's the other half?
You'll see. I'm gonna smash your back doors in.
There we
go. Smash your back doors in.
A friend of mine, like, because obviously you've guessed by now that smash your back doors in alludes to some kind of sexual action.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, like, he was, like, we were all around at his house, and his dad said to him, he's like, it's about time you got back on the horse. I'm just going to give him a name so that you don't know who's running. I'm just going to give him a name. So he said, Gabe, it's time that you got back on the horse. You should meet a nice girl and smash her back doors in. And then shag her. What did he think smash her back doors in meant? And I'll never know. It's like the crudest, most horrible phrase I've ever heard. The fact that he said, you should smash her back doors in. And then Shagger. What was he advocating?
He at first he thought it meant you should put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you should have defiled the property. Is basically what he was saying. If you like it, you should have broken and entered. We're gonna start there like, dear.
Speaking of which, this holiday I'm gonna be playing Captain Toad.
Oh, you got Captain Toad.
Not yet. I'm getting it for Christmas.
Did you know that game started its life out as a Zelda game?
It's a Zelda game?
Yeah, yeah, it was originally meant to be a Zelda game. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I could see it as like something like A Link Between Worlds, where
very similar. Yeah, apparently they took it to Shigeru, and he was like, "That's absolutely a stupid idea. I'm not gonna have it. It's gonna star Toad."
Seems neat, but the Toad levels in, I mean, it's a spin-off basically of Super Mario 3D World. The Toad levels they had in that game, which were all puzzle based, and I'm excited to have a full game just about that because I love puzzle games, and I've only recently discovered that I'm pretty good at them. I'm awful at nearly every other genre of games.
How did you discover that?
Yeah.
I was playing Valiant Hearts. I played it like 6 months ago, and I couldn't get through any of it. Now I was just going through it with ease. I don't know why anything changed, but maybe my critical thinking skills have improved. I have no idea. Also, with the Captain Toad levels in Super Mario 3D World, I couldn't solve them before, but now all of a sudden I can. I don't know, I'm like Spider-Man all of a sudden, but with puzzle games. Yeah. Except my power is useless.
Just like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Just like Andrew Garfield.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
We yeah. leave him alone, because you do feel slightly suffering.
I like him fine.
Yeah, he's pretty good Spider-Man.
I didn't say we didn't like him. Just...
The films themselves. I don't know.
They're bad films.
Yeah, the second one is really mediocre, but...
yeah, it's pretty whatever.
Yeah.
I feel references coming on to past episodes. I really
oh,
feel
God,
it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's not go there. Yeah, Dennis had, like, two or three podcasts straight where he was just, like, ranting about The Amazing Spider-Man and why he hates it. But I think...
Has he written anything about it?
Well, no, he hasn't left. Written anything about it. He left
Ben Shen to single-handedly take down Andrew Garfield.
Oh, I see.
He slowly was well, making his way to California.
Maybe he was responsible for the Sony Pictures hack.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe he's going to smash his back doors in.
He's going to smash Spider-Man's back doors in. I'm not going to go into it, but he had some good points. But I'm not going to go into it because we haven't got the 5 years necessary.
We never did that Spider-Man commentary. We were going to do a commentary of the first two movies. Me and
yeah,
him.
Because you left Dennis in charge, so it never happened.
The Tobey Maguire ones?
No, the Amazing,
Spider-Man
ones. Oh, okay.
That aren't so amazing. It's ironic.
Yeah.
It's hipster.
It's
what's
meta,
Spider-Man?
Oh, so meta.
So mad.
So meta.
So, what are you doing for holidays, Steven?
Nothing, really. Just nothing. Staying home, enjoying the day off, and I have a piggy bank full of, well, not a piggy bank, but, you know, a place to store coins. I'm going to bring that in, kind of, and see if I have Persona Q.
Nice. Persona Q Golden.
Yeah, I love Persona 4 Golden, so I'm really looking forward to trying out Persona Q.
Awesome.
Nice.
What's the Q stand for?
I don't know.
Quantum
good
physics.
Gabe.
Quantum physics. What?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I managed to track down the last two Marth amiibos
what?
In the UK that I can get hold of. Do you want me to buy both of them and send one over to the US?
Wow.
That would be pretty great. How much are they?
They're not enough to worry about it. It'd okay. be like a very, by the time it gets to you, it'd be a very late Christmas present.
That's fine.
I think I can get both of them. Let me see if they're gonna do it.
Where'd you find it?
From a store called Argos.
Sounds like something from Lord of the Rings.
It is, yeah. I have
is
to go once into
real?
The realm of Argos.
I should just get a 3D printer.
If you don't like it, I shall send it back from whence it came.
Is this a real store or is it just the dumpster in the back of the Walmart?
It's a real store. Argos is okay. What we call a catalog store.
Let's go dumpster diving for amiibos.
Basically, like, the way you waste Vargas, you go in, and instead of there being, like, stuff on shelves, there's just a bunch of catalogs. You look through, you find the code to your item, you type the code into a little machine that says, we have it, then you order it, and then you bring it from the warehouse, and there you go. You basically do all the hard work. Like, you check the availability of it and everything.
Sounds like a very manual-powered internet.
It's been around for years. It's like going to McDonald's and, like, scouring through their kitchen to see if they have any quarter pounders left. And
you gotta find the right SKU.
I will order one of these.
They have quarter pounders in the UK.
Yeah, we're not metric, are we?
Do you have cantaloupes?
We don't have cantaloupes, no.
Huh.
We're not metric either, and we also have quarter pounders.
Do you have cantaloupes?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Simon, where are you?
We don't have cantaloupes. We, yeah, fruit's very different in the UK. Like, I've seen the size of like, a blueberry in Maine, and it's, like, the size of my fucking life.
Simon's also in Ontario. Simon's Canadian.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I can punch
him in the face and he apologizes.
They have bacon apologies the and Jim Carrey.
Sorry, man. Order.
Sorry, eh?
I do feel as if it's going to get to the point where people are dumpster diving for amiibos, though. The obsession is high among some people.
Possibly.
High enough to spend $1 million on the farmed one.
That's some people.
I don't know about a million, but...
This guy. When the Sonic amiibo comes out, I'm dumpster diving.
That's
Sonic isn't Nintendo,
right?
Bro.
I bet it's going to release broken.
It is out. It's available to buy on Amazon.co.uk.
Wait, oh, you British people, really? Always getting everything first.
Amazon.co.uk. Well, Gabe, I'm just gonna go on there.
I'm being serious. If you purchased it at Amazon.co.uk and they couldn't ship it to the US, you could send it to me and I could send it to you.
Oh, you're such a nice friend.
Sonic sold out, but thanks anyway.
He sold out in the UK. He was what? He there was like 5 available a minute ago.
Yeah, it's gone.
Fucking hell! What?
It's amiibos. They're like crack for children.
So,
well, we're not children, yeah.
What's the name for people who use amiibos? Are you guys called the Amiibros?
Oh no!
Yes.
Wow!
Yes.
I would say that was quite good, but I
can
could tell by the rehearsed way you. No! You could tell by the rehearsed way that he said that. He practiced that phrase in the shower like 40 times today.
Yeah, I did actually. Like my entire morning ritual was revolving around me saying Amiibros at some point during this podcast.
That's gonna be a group in our new little social network where we can add groups.
The Amiibros.
Amiibros. I'm liking this.
Coin that term on Current Digital.
Yes.
Totally...
I'm about to do that now.
Do it right now.
So.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to. Hatred, how about you guys? No. I don't know what's
looking
going on.
Looking forward to The Witcher.
I'm running out of topic ideas.
I think the next thing I'm looking forward to is, Gabe, you and I, this Christmas, finally have to play Titanfall together because it's been about 8 months since we last tried.
Yeah, we tried it and it broke halfway.
Yeah,
nobody's playing that anymore.
You just left me to fight on my own.
Nobody's playing that except me and James.
Except you're actually not playing it, so...
This week we will.
I'm playing it right now. That's
everyone's thinking about playing it. That's where Titanfall went.
Wow. I played it on 360.
No, I didn't get Destiny. I played the beta and I was really underwhelmed.
Fun with a few of you, though.
Sure. You could play so many other better games together with other people.
On Xbox One, there's like 3 games.
Yeah. And Left 4 Dead.
Fighter Within.
We don't have any of those on Xbox One.
Don't play Fighter Within.
Borderlands.
Dave, the Xbox One cost me a lot of money. I'm going to play it, whether I'm happy or not.
Just play the Halo.
It's not about
although
enjoying.
I think... Yeah. Is Halo's multiplayer still broken?
Play Halo 4 with me.
Probably.
Yeah, it's a way of saying sorry, like, because it's still broken. You get Halo 3 ODST now, like, for free.
I love that game.
Yeah.
I loved ODST. I never saw people hated it. It was such a good story-driven FPS.
I hope they remaster Reach, because Reach was my favorite.
Oh, I hope
Reach
they remaster really... Wars. I like
wow.
games.
No one in the world has ever said that or will ever say that again.
I hope they remaster Wars.
Yeah, Halo Wars.
Well, yeah, I know. I played it. I have it on my 360.
I want to play Halo Wars. I wanted to buy a 360 just to play Halo Wars.
Yeah,
I want Halo Wars to come out on PC where it freaking belongs.
Hey, that's never happening.
Phil.
It's such a bad game.
PC
Phil?
PC doesn't even exist.
It does exist!
Your life is a lie.
What is
damn it!
What is this Steam thing? Steam box.
Steam engine.
By the way, explicit warning. PC stands for pure cunt.
Yeah, that's right. It actually describes us PC gamers pretty well, too.
Yep.
Not bad. That can be our PC group.
Is anybody in the Halo 5 beta?
Bye, half our audience.
I forgot about it until the last minute.
Okay.
Wait, do you have Master Chief Collection, James?
No, I haven't bought it because I haven't got anyone to play it with.
Except me.
Have you actually got it?
Yeah, I do have it. I've had it
since
launch.
It's my Destiny, but you bought a game you've already... Oh, no, you haven't played Halo,
I've never
you?
Played the games. Yeah, I waited.
I will buy it. What are you doing on Friday, Gabe? The 26th.
Friday? Probably nothing.
Right. Friday night, my time. So, like, fucking...
Yes.
Whenever your time.
We're
going to
hang out virtually.
We will try and tan that campaign.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Tan means to, like, totally beat, by the way.
So, thanks for listening to Benign Podcast.
if you're online on Friday and you want to play with me and Gabe, we're playing Halo.
Yes, play Halo with us. My gamer tag is at
b10.com, isn't it?
The number 10.com. That's all spelled out except for the
T. B10DOTOTCOM.
And James is at your daily dosage on Twitter. I don't know what your Xbox Live game is.
On Xbox, I'm Fender Fighter. Two words. Yeah. Fender, like the guitar with the bumper in America.
Or like a Fender
and then
bender.
Fighter. Yeah, Fender.
Can you translate that to binary?
To binary, yeah. 11001110. I'm not even covered like the end yet. We're going to be here for a while. 11 0.
8675309.
Oh my god.
Simon is.
Yes.
Let's see if I remember this because I'm bad with. Twitter handles.
Come on, man.
Let's see if I can remember it as this Twitter loads. Oh, no, I'm logged into the wrong account. I'm trying to remember. Bill knows because he's a scientist.
It's Justice Soul Canada. That's what it is.
Nope, that's a patent.
Stop it, James.
Ex-Elder Goose.
Yes.
And Bill... Thomas is at Jackie Cobra.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
He went for a walk.
He was having enough about immature shit.
And Steven is at Axel.
Yep.
You can hear the typing in the background. I love it so much.
Shut up, it's an illusion. And we'll see you next time.
We can
time.
Edit that out.
We'll literally see you with our eyes next time on Benign Podcast with CDM.
We're going to see the audience?
We're going to see them.
Boom!
They're going to come to my house.
That's creepy.
It'll be a party!
Are we accessing their connects?
The joke is we don't have an audience.
And just to end the podcast, Gabe, I just bought
sad
your Marth
for
Amiibo, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to give you a hug when I see you next summer, because I'm coming to England, actually.
Yay!
Hey!
I'll meet you somewhere more fun, because my hometown's boring. Anyway, big kisses from...
Later, haters, with an 8.
Bye-bye.